Utah's political and business leaders like to think of the state as the next big tech hub. There's no doubt that Utah's tech community is booming, but it's not growing as fast as it could. It turns out that there are actually more tech workers leaving the state than coming here. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
After getting an economics degree from Brigham Young University, Chase Singer got a job in Silicon Valley. But he missed Utah, and a few years ago moved back to Provo to work for big data company Qualtrics. But Singer says he just wasn't getting the opportunities he wanted to advance his career.
You can't really compare Silicon Slope opportunities with Bay Area opportunities.
So Singer moved back to the Bay Area last year to work for a company called Rocket Fuel. And while he says there were several factors in his decision to leave Utah, Singer admits that money was a big one.
At Qualtrics, just within my own role and position, I felt like I was not getting the compensation that I felt I deserved. And so when I got this offer from Rocket Fuel, it was a significant pay increase despite the cost of living difference.
Stories like Zanger's aren't that rare, says Carrie Main with the Utah Department of Workforce Services.
What we see is that in net, more people leave than come in.
The most recent numbers from 2015 show that just over 2,000 people came from out of state to work at Utah's tech companies. Now, that sounds pretty good, but that same year, more than 5,000 industry workers left the state. Maine says one of the reasons tech workers leave Utah is wages. Tech companies are quick to showcase Utah's low cost of living to get new employees to move here. But for some employees, a lower cost of living isn't enough. They want a competitive salary, and Maine studies suggest that maybe Utah's tech companies aren't paying competitively enough.
Even when we adjust for the cost of living, there was a net gain for those people who are migrating. So what that says to us is likely that they're going and being motivated to go, at least partly by wages.
It's important to note here, though, that Utah's tech industry is still growing. Maine says the out-migration numbers mean the state's education system is picking up the slack. But there's some disagreement about that. Mike Mon is a manager at Qualtrics, and he says while the local universities do a good job of preparing students for tech jobs, there just aren't enough graduates to meet the demands of the growing tech community.
We would need to hire every graduate from all the top schools in the state, every engineering graduate, to just keep up with demand. And no one else could have any.
And there's a major demand for workers at Qualtrics. The company has almost doubled in size since 2012. Mon says there just aren't enough Utahns to fill the open positions.
So obviously we have to go elsewhere. Thankfully, we have a lot of people that are willing to relocate here.
Last year, the company brought in 160 people from out of state. That's 20% of the 800 employees at the company's Provo office. So Mon says the high number of tech workers leaving Utah just doesn't reflect what's happening at Qualtrics.
We're not seeing people running away. We're seeing lots of people coming to Utah to get these tech jobs.
But Chase Singer used to work at Qualtrics, and he says tech managers in Utah know that their wages are a problem. When he was at Qualtrics, he remembers the company doing a study to compare the pay of its own employees with those at other tech companies.
So as a result, about 2 months before I left, they did make a slight bump for everyone on the team. I can't remember what that exact percentage was, but I know that that is something that they're monitoring carefully and that they are paying attention to.
The pay bump wasn't enough to keep Singer in Utah. He says the geographic pay disparity is especially tough for the state's mid-level tech workers.
So when they kind of do a side-by-side comparison, again, even with the cost of living adjustment, there is this sense that they're not being paid as much as they could be making elsewhere.
Singer says there are plenty of reasons for some tech workers to stay in Utah and make a little less money. It's easier to buy a house and raise a family here. He also says he misses Utah's mountains and the work-life balance.
I personally think at some point we will end up back in Utah working for one of these companies.
But Singer says the faster route to acquiring the leadership skills, pay, and professional network he wants weren't in the Silicon Slopes, but in Silicon Valley. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.